welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
Welcome back, folks, and it is now or never, and we really mean that. I'm not sure if you can tell. I can't emphasize enough how important this election is. I keep on commenting to people, elections have consequences, and the question is, are you paying severely enough to finally get your attention to recognize that government will ebb and flow? They will constantly, you know, even when they behave nicely, they can still get out of control. In other words, until you get smart, America, and until you finally start demanding full compliance of the Constitution, you have no guarantee and you don't deserve any guarantee of protection under that Constitution. It is for you to enforce. We go through this, and this is why we go through the ratification debates, and I can't wait till we get to the Virginia ratification debates, because we're going to get into the context of a standing army. And we're going to prove to you that you are the standing army that was designed to enforce and execute the laws of the Union. They weren't, the federal government was not delegated any power to enforce their own laws. They don't have the authority to arm a bunch of people to run around and take your land from you. We'll be working more on some First Amendment petitions. I still have to get the article done. And by the way, I think we're now at about 32, but what we've done is we've incorporated the slides into this article. So this way you can look at, you know, the article itself, and you can go through the article and place context to this concept of creating constitutional counties. Now, we need to get into a lot of obligatories. It is Feedback Friday. And so one of the things that we really want to focus on is definitizing the Constitution. But before I get into that, let me get through these obligatories. So, as you know, this show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org, and you're listening to the only show that gives you the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions. And as you can tell, there's a few sponsors during the week that we're not including. We're just trying to get through things. But Gary Smith at Fortitude Financial Coaching, if you're looking to get some financial guidance and getting independence, check out Gary Smith at Fortitude Financial Coaching. Also, constitutioneducation.us, Keith Broders, contact him. Work with him if you're looking for something very specific that you want to teach people about, or you want to start messaging constitutional concepts with your organization and so forth. If he doesn't have it, I'm sure he'd be happy to work with you and get it there. Just remember to show him some love, give him some donations. The guy works for peanuts, literally. I mean, he's on such a fixed income, and he's not making money off of this other than what he receives via donations. TimberNation.com. If you want good quality hardwood furnishings, then give them a call, check them out. And one of the things we're actually going to be doing is we're going to be hitting up these people that we kind of promote and say, hey, you know, I'm not sure how much business you're getting, if you're getting any business. If you're getting any business from these promotions or anything that we're doing, then what I would ask is that you contribute a little bit of money and send a little bit of love to Paul Venable for his Senate race. So I'm going to be contacting Ad Local. I'm going to be contacting RadioDustCovers.com. I'm going to contact Timber Nation. And let me ask you to do the same thing. I've been asking for years and years and years, every time we come up on election, to save some money. Save a gallon of gas a week. Shoot, that's $5-6. What they need, and specifically Paul needs, because he's so, in contrast to all these other races we're supporting, it's one thing to be able to have to drive around your county, but it's a lot bigger issue when you have to go around and drive around a state. And Missouri's a pretty good-sized state. So let's put it into context. Gas has only doubled and not tripled. And so having a good competitive race just on gas alone is killing Paul. So he needs as much help as he can get. And I would beg and plead you to actually go look into contributing. If you go to our endorsement page, our candidate endorsement page on Reclaiming the Republic, you will find that button. Go there, and there's a link. I think it's the second link, but right there on the Paul Venable endorsement, go and contribute because we've got his contributions page. Click on that. I've tested it. It works. It takes me to that page. That way you can actually donate some money, even if it's $20. $20 is at least a few gallons of gas. It helps get him to the next rodeo or to the next candidate forum or town hall meeting or what have you. He's having great success. As a matter of fact, we want to get into some of that as well for Feedback Friday. But let me finish going through these obligatories, because if you're looking to get hardwood furnishing for your Christmas gifts or for somebody for Christmas, you better get that order in because they are stacked up. And that means, you know, business is still good for them, which is good. They're a small family, and it's a small family business, of course. That's what I meant to say. I don't know how big their family is, but it's a small family business out of Pennsylvania. And the beautiful thing in talking to him is because all of his hardwood and all of his mills and everything else are local, he's not paying a lot more like you would go anywhere else in paying for hardwood furniture. So get on the stick, get out there and get with him and find out, you know, what he can do. And actually, if you've got a custom order, he loves doing custom stuff. Loves putting it up on his website as well. And so eventually, I've got to call him. He has pictures of our broadcasting desk. And so hopefully those will be going up sometime soon. And I'll have to say, I'm not the best at getting things up on my website as well. It takes me a while because there's always these interruptions that keep on mandating more and more of my time. Anywho, Stan Kluwit with RadioDustCovers.com. By all means, if you want to check out Stan, go to RadioDustCovers.com to protect your ham radios, your high-end equipment, any type of audio equipment, anything that's expensive that could be damaged or you know, basically hurt by dust, dander, or these air particulates that are in the air. You know what? You hear me say this all the time. Go check them out and get yourself these radio desk covers, and you will be able to protect your stuff, and your stuff will last a lot longer, period. End of story. Finally, the last company we endorse, and these are all endorsements. These are not paid for endorsements. We stand behind these companies. Ad Local, if you're looking to have a campaign, as a matter of fact, a gentleman just reached out to me, and I'm going to be putting him in tune with or pointing him to this website. You need to have a campaign website. And the reason why is you have to have a central place that you control your messages. It's an official page where you can send people, and these are your positions. Don't live on social media. Social media can be hacked, and you're more secure on your own campaign site. This is where you can receive contributions, money, feedback, and support. So if you're serious about having a campaign, then go to Ad Local and pick yourself up a campaign site. And as a matter of fact, we have a direct link to their campaign turnkey page. Go check out what they're offering for $2,500. And I'm here to tell you that they will actually set you up and basically let you go. Now, here's the question. If you're willing to do all the back-end support and you're only going to be paying for the other stuff down the road, then work it out with these guys. I'm sure these guys at Ad Local are here to help. They're here to help you be successful. They're obviously, they need to keep their lights on. They need to make some money. But what they're offering, in contrast to what you would pay for the same kind of campaign site, it's a great deal. Anyway, our comment line, 425-270-5416, which kind of leads me to this phone call that I got. Let me talk about that before we get into Red Pill Expo and before we get into Paul Venable, who's going to be at Red Pill Expo starting tonight. And actually, he will be there tomorrow and Saturday. So I get a phone call, and I got a phone call yesterday. Actually, it was during this show. And so I called back right after the show and talked to this gentleman, and he's seriously considering running for president. And he's already had, you know, a great feedback, a lot of hits and a lot of support from people to, you know, basically say, I'm all in. Now, I'd hate to think that America doesn't, you know, demand a level of substance and sustenance from our candidates. I do realize that we happen to be unfortunately, a shallow nation. And you want to know something? If you really look at what we have with government, then I'm here to tell you that we're reaping what we sow because we do not do the due diligence. Now, this gentleman really speaks out to be a good conservative and so forth. So what we need to do is we need to help him actually become a, you know, well-founded candidate based on the facts, based on not conservative principles, but based on the Constitution. Remember, I'm not a conservative fan. Conservative means anything you want it to mean. Remember, conserving the land conservation, what have you, is to keep things the way they are. And we don't want to keep things the way they are. What we want to do is we want to restore our republic. We want to restore the Constitution as the full law of the land and get full compliance to it by all of our public servants and by all of our government. So anyway, I will get back to this little conversation that I had, and then we will get into Feedback Friday. We'll be right back after these two promos.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.
If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so there's lots of things to cover. There's lots of feedback, but I want to get into this phone call that we had yesterday with a gentleman, and I'll just use his first name, Anthony. He's out of Michigan, and actually, I have to thank my friends at the Independent American Party because he reached out to them, and they said, you know what, you need to talk to him. And I think that he was recommended to talk to Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity and all the other conservative entertainers. I'm the only constitutional, and I'm not an entertainer. I'm not here to entertain you. I am here to empower you. I am here to drive home these principles that our laws are based upon and drive home the foundation of this republic, which is our Constitution, which is why we're going through Monday through Thursday every week. We're covering the ratification debates. And I can't wait until we get into Virginia, because some of the stuff that we're going to cover in Virginia is really going to lay down some of these things that, you know, we talk about standing armies, certain things that we have no appreciation for. We have no idea exactly, you know, why they use the word standing army. And most people have translated that into this thing that, let's just call it, a military force and going and fighting war. And a standing army has nothing to do with that. But we'll wait until we get to those golden nuggets in the ratification debate. In talking with Anthony, it seemed like, and oh, by the way, if you hear a dog barking, that dog is not in harm. That dog is probably just being scared because something moved outside. And that's what happens when you have English bulldogs. They will just, anything that spooks them. And that's not Maggie, by the way. That's Minnie. And she's somewhere else in the house. But obviously, she has a very good bark that would, I think, scare any potential intruder. And she's pretty ferocious. Anywho, let me get back to this conversation. So thanks to the Independent American Party, they pointed him towards me, and they also told him to go check out these conservative entertainers. Now, I know for a fact that none of these people will ever reach out to anybody. As a matter of fact, they may actually, I would love it if they actually did reach out to this guy. I would love it if they say, hey, this is great. We want to help you. We want to support you. But there's no money in it for them. In other words, everything that Glenn Beck does, everything that Sean Hannity does, there has to be something in it for them. In other words, they don't care about what's going on with America. They're only trying to make sure that their pile of millions gets bigger and bigger. Now, I know there's lots of people that listen to me, and when I talk about this and when I say these things, it upsets them. And it's, to be honest, our ratings suffer. Well, you know what? If you don't want to hear the truth, then you don't want to listen to this radio station anymore, or at least not the station, to my show. Because I don't care about, you know, your feelings. I care about giving you the reality, giving you the truth. You have to realize that when it comes down to solving the problem, when you're making money because the problem exists, it does not serve you to solve the problem. In other words, you become enslaved. You become entrapped. You, yourself, your existence in your life is based upon living underneath the fruit of that problem. And so this problem serves lots of people. Millions and millions of dollars are being poured out almost on a daily basis. I mean, look at all the books that they sell. Look at all the money you spend on conservative entertainment. Now, there's some good, decent educational. I mean, I'll give you a good example. Everybody that I've talked to regarding 2,000 Mules. So 2,000 Mules, and just like Project Veritas, all of these businesses or all of these, I'll just say, efforts by Dinesh D'Souza and by James O'Keefe and so forth, they're doing great work in exposing stuff, but they're only exposing the problem. I can tell you that the problem exists. We can see what's going on with government. Do you really, how much more do you need to know that it is untenable? We cannot sustain liberty anymore. We are at the precipice of losing our Constitution and everything. All will be lost. The only thing we can do is to take a stand by using the Constitution and demanding full compliance by every public servant. This is why we go through the solution with you. And it's really that simple. We have to demand compliance. And we actually have to start connecting the dots between their oath of office, which is legally required of them right there in the Constitution, Article 6, Section 3. And also, we have to connect the dots to Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. If they fail to support the Constitution, then they are to be removed. They're ineligible to be a public servant anymore for the remainder of their life. They're to be banned from public service for the remainder of their life. So start connecting the dots for them. In other words, hold them accountable, and if they don't, then you demand that they get, you know, get resigned or get kicked out. Vote them out. Stand up and run against them. If you, America, do not start getting involved in this movement, then you will be moved in a direction that you will rue the day. And as a matter of fact, there's many people that will die in, you know, trying to defend themselves, not willingly go into those arms. And so those of you who's basically fought back against the jab, those of you who fought back, I mean, we're talking millions of people. There are millions of people that have taken a stand over the course of the last few years against government tyranny, over one little facet of government tyranny here or there. And I'm telling you, you're stomaching way too much of this other crap. It's all tyranny. They don't have the authority to have this EPA. I mean, if you look at what Biden's doing right now, and Biden is passing, if you didn't know this, Biden just signed an executive order aimed at protecting abortion access nationwide. In other words, he doesn't care what the states are going to do. He doesn't care about the state rights, and he doesn't care about the Constitution. Now, Paul Venables' campaign, he has that petition out on his website. He has that petition we've helped create. And bottom line, go look at that petition and sign it. Get in, on board with this movement. Everybody should be using these petitions in every county and in every state. And we all need to unify on the Constitution, because that's what this movement's about. This movement is demanding full compliance to the Constitution. It's a very, very powerful thing. Finally, Minnie got quiet. Finally, her barking finally stopped. Anyway, so just to let you know, if you're looking to run, you want to run, I would highly recommend that you start reading my material and understand what it is you're running for. You need to know it's not about just becoming the, you know, sitting in a position, holding the sword and wielding the power of a position, because there is no power other than those powers delegated. In other words, there's way too many tyrants, there's way too many people that have assumed the position, and I'm not going to support any. I am not supporting any candidate that will not fulfill their oath of office and demand full compliance to the Constitution and support it fully. So I'm hoping Anthony is really serious, and I'm hoping Anthony is really looking to, you know, want to be that leader. But and I hate to say this, and I don't want to be soft, you know, softballing or, you know, pulling punches. Bottom line, you have to get serious, and you have to know what you're talking about. You have to know what you stand for, and you have to fight for those things. And those things are really simple, because they're right there in the Constitution. We have to stop, you know, putting our agenda in front of us and saying, this is important, because you know what? Your agenda only serves you. The Constitution serves every American. As a matter of fact, it serves every human life on the face of the earth, which is why I've told you that the Constitution is the solution for global governance. It was God's plan that all people would be able to live in a land of liberty where they could start choosing for themselves. Anybody that says that Constitution in America was only meant for the Christian and a righteous nation, they don't understand it. I believe everybody has a right to be free and to choose for themselves. Then we can start actually having an open and honest, because bottom line, any Christian that fully understands the gospel and the doctrine can honestly come forward and say there is nothing that competes with Christianity. But if you're truly living the true tenets, the true doctrine of Christianity, nothing competes with it. nothing. I mean, there's some pretty wise religions out there. They're interesting religions. But when it comes down to actually moving and helping and involving and enriching everybody's life, Christianity does that. Christianity actually creates enlightenment. It created the society that created America and this Constitution, which really propelled America and the world into these new ages that mankind has never realized ever. Going into space, walking on the moon, and doing all of these amazing things, all are byproducts from that enlightenment. I can't tell you enough, my friends. We are working quickly at breakneck speed in losing all of this. But what we need to do is we need to start focusing, and we need to start getting our campaigns, and we need to get our politicians in tune with understanding the simplicity of compliance to the Constitution. That's all they have to do. In other words, they should be willing to resign if they fail to support the Constitution in any way. So they have to understand what they're doing. We'll be right back after this.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Okay, so I don't want to belabor the point. I'm really hoping that if all of you really want to win, I'm going to tell you this because we're going to get into Paul Venable's campaign. And we want to actually have, I want him to do a travelogue. I want him to come on and kind of do a real quick, you know, nutshell kind of summary of how things are going. He is being overwhelmed, my friends, because as he gets up and starts talking about the Constitution and talking about how there are every problem that they're all suffering from, he's realizing. So when he went to Northern Missouri, they were the problem, even though they may hate and have disdain for Biden and all of the economic impacts, they are struggling under an economic warfare where China and the land is being bought out from underneath them, and it is killing their soul. They are losing their jobs. They're losing everything because America is unconstitutionally for sale. And so as he started talking to these people in northern Missouri, he started basically placing context to this one guy that was exposing some of these problems, and this guy is getting it. He's going, wow, how come nobody else understands this? How come nobody else has been able? Folks, we went through these issues. Remember? Remember that long 2-month tirade, or I should say, I went through all of the constitutional issues that we called the Bill of Rights for 2022. And so Paul is obviously, he listens to the show on a regular basis, and he understands and he sees how all of these things line up. He even sees these things and is articulating them. My point is this, that as he has these conversations, he is overwhelming the people. I have said this. And so listen to what I am telling you. America is dying. They are thirsty and starving for the elixir of truth. All they need is one sip. It's almost like there's a cartoon, my friends, if you're old enough to know Popeye the Sailor Man, the old cartoons. All Popeye needed was a little bit of spinach, and he was going to open up that can of whoop-ass. Forgive me for saying it that way. But bottom line, Brutus or whomever he was facing, he just needed that little elixir of spinach. I am telling you, the elixir of truth on the Constitution, those things that are within the Constitution, when people realize that the federal government can't do anything that's not enumerated, and they realize the tyranny that they're suffering under. They realize that the federal government has unconstitutionally authorized the sell of America. They don't have the authority to sell out America. The only authority they have is for territories, not states, not sovereign states or any land within a sovereign state, but territories to dispose of them. And their job is to dispose of them into states. Their focus is securing and protecting the Union, not selling it out. And they've been selling it out for years. Nixon started it. Actually, it goes well back, well before then, even before Woodrow Wilson with Teddy Roosevelt. It even goes back to Abraham Lincoln. We have had a string of kings since Andrew Jackson. That's why the beginning of my chapter in my book, The String of Kings, starts off with Andrew Jackson and how he violated the Constitution so severely that he deserved to be anointed as America's first king. He killed thousands, if not tens of thousands, of Indians. I believe it was over 10,000. Indians on the Trail of Tears. He had no constitutional authority to do what he did. And the fact is, my friends, is this Paul Venable is going out and helping people see the light. It is invigorating them. The two words I've been saying with the truth, when you use the truth about the Constitution and help empower people, because remember, reasonable people, equally informed, seldom disagree. The reason why America is suffering is because we are not informed. We're not even equally informed. We're so illiterate on the Constitution. That's why this show is so important. And I'm not trying to break my arm and pat myself on the back. You want entertainment? You want to be lulled into just accepting our inevitable doom? Keep listening to Glenn Beck. Keep listening to Sean Hannity. Let your heart not be worried or troubled or whatever he says. Who cares? The fact is, if you want to change, you have to be a part of the change. If you want the solution, you must be a part of the solution. Because if you're not a part of the solution, you're a part of the problem. And all of those folks, that's why I'm telling you, all of these conservative entertainers are a part of the problem. So if you really want to get involved, then you have to start understanding these principles. And that's why going back to this bigger scheme, this premise that I live by, reasonable people, equally informed, seldom disagree. Once we're all equally informed, we all start agreeing, yes, we have to do this. We have to enforce this. We have to enforce this. And there's some irony that I want to give you. Because as we all start understanding the power of the First Amendment petition, I want to give you the irony of the evil Brett Kavanaugh. And why is he evil? because he was principal. He was the principal naysayer against Bob Schultz's We the People lawsuit when he was a judge in New York. And he was the one that claimed that Bob Schultz, with his First Amendment petition and demanding relief from taxes because the government is not responding, he basically pointed to him and said, this is just a, you know, it's just some tax evasion scheme. Are you kidding me? So Brett Kavanaugh is now being bullied, and he's now suffering from what he believes is your First Amendment right. And what I am telling you is when people are actually in your face and breaking the law and protesting and violating your civil rights of having peace and order in your home, in the business, or places that you were occasioning or a patron to, as he was just, this just happened. He was just bullied out of a restaurant and had to go out the back door. Brett Kavanaugh, you deserve it. You deserve every bit of all of this until you take a stand on the Constitution, that thing you didn't swear to support because the federal judge system doesn't support the Constitution. Ah, isn't that interesting? There is the irony. Now you are suffering under the tyranny that you have absolutely empowered. And so I'm hoping that as Paul Venable heads out to Red Pill Expo, he's going to be there tomorrow and Saturday or Sunday. So tomorrow, Saturday, and then the following day, Sunday, to help get this message out, to help people understand that this is a movement. This isn't just about a single campaign. This is about moving America and waking the people up to say, you don't have a right to protest. You don't have a right to go out in the street and block commerce. You have a right to get in the face of your politicians as much time as you need to tell them that they either start doing their job or be prepared to suffer the consequences. And we're not talking about being uncivil. We're not talking about violating them in any physical way, such as harming them. We will just remove them from office. We need to start demanding Section 3 of the 14th Amendment be applied. If you don't understand, I brush over all of these things because I cover them in detail in different shows. That's why you need to listen to this show. You need to understand why the 14th Amendment is probably the most powerful amendment added to the Constitution other than the Bill of Rights themselves. And I am here to tell you, my friends, that as you get invigorated, as you get educated and invigorated, you will be able to take back this country. I'm just telling you, there is a movement. One of the things we conveyed today, and I think Paul is going to articulate this, if you want to actually see the power and how the progressives, how the evil globalists are doing everything they can to suppress this power, let's look at critical race theory over the past year. As we started seeing it rearing its head and as parents started getting engaged at the beginning of the school year, what did they end up doing? The Biden administration and the Department of Justice started saying, well, we're going to treat these people as terrorists. Anybody that wants to shut down this curriculum, we're going to treat them as terrorists. And more people got invigorated because they started fighting back. Here's the problem, folks. With what you're doing, you're not using First Amendment petitions. You can't just go down to the school board and bitch, gripe, and complain. What you have to do is you have to take a stand and you have to demand by asserting your First Amendment petition rights to say, I have a First Amendment petition and I am demanding. And what you have to do is you have to articulate the legal argument of how they're what they should be doing, how they're violating the law, and what they need to do immediately to fix this problem. You do that and they still fail to, then you have documented everything for the public ire to befall them. And that's all because I'm telling you, folks, everybody in the community will not sit by idly by and watch tyranny rule and reign in their local community, in your county, in your city, whatever it is. In Temecula, they're installing these, in Temecula, California, they're installing these spy camera systems. And so what needs to happen is you need to go in and say you have a right in for, you know, well, we're going into a promo. So when we come back, we'll get into just the situation regarding Temecula, just so you can place context to how to do your First Amendment rights of petitions. We're going to have this article done. I'm hoping to get it done as soon as possible, because it's an academic article. It's long. We'll be right back after these two promos.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADD-LOCAL or visit them on the web at www.addlocal.com.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so as we were going into break, you know, I've only got one more segment, and I've got a lot of other things I want to get into, but I just want you to understand that as we start going through these petitions, all you have to do is just lay out a good, sound legal argument. So let me just point you real quick so that we can move on. Go to Paul Venable's campaign page. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to just basically tell you what you would type. All you need to do is youwinmissouri.org/go. Right there, he actually has the three petitions that we currently have active. He also has the fourth petition that we're working on, we'll be working on with him, and we'll have a fifth petition as well. So, and the fifth petition is basically going to be going after the Department of Transportation. We have to start there because that's where the constitutional precedent starts. And if you have not seen the video, it's right there on his website. It's the first video, and I need to tell him he needs to put a little caption above each of the videos so people know which video is which. But it's the first one on the left, and it's the three presidential vetoes of the Department of Transportation. Just so you understand, when three presidents vetoed Congress's attempts to say, you can't create this power, you have to amend the Constitution to be able to improve highways, waterways, to have the federal government involved in transportation. And therefore, the question is, if Madison, Monroe, and Jackson, all three agreed that you had to amend the Constitution to create the footings, just the footings, for the Department of Transportation, then why in the heck do we have a Department of Transportation without an amendment? Because they've convinced you they can do it. But just to be clear, there's nowhere in the Constitution that grants them the ability to say, if we can convince you to do something we can't legally and officially do, and we get away with it for this amount of time, it becomes constitutional. In other words, there's no statute of limitations. Once they violate the Constitution, it will always be a violation, and the states have the authority and power to shut that violation down. Regardless if it's 100 years old, 200 years old, it doesn't matter. This is why, and this is why we talked about this before, why it is so important to definitize the Constitution. So this kind of brings me back to, why are we going through the ratification debates? Because as I read the ratification debates for you this past week and these upcoming weeks, you are going to hear how the framers defined what this line meant in the Constitution, what that line meant, what these words meant, what these clauses mean, what the intent of the Constitution truly was, so that you understand what and how the federal government is to act and operate under these enumerated roles, responsibilities, powers, and property. When I say and property, it's expanding the scope beyond these, you know, what we consider powers. They enumerate. When I say enumerate, that means they listed, they identified within the Constitution those things that they could possess, those things that they had the authority over, those things they had the power to do. In other words, if it's not listed, they don't have the power to possess it. So let's look at property. And when we go through the listing of what is identified, just because there's this ambiguity thing called a territory is an area of land that is to be transitioned into a state. They do not have the authority to permanently, hold and control territories. I just want to be clear here. In other words, somebody could actually, all we would need is a tyrant to say, we're going to dismantle all of these states and create territories out of you. They don't have that authority. The whole reason why they were to obtain land and to basically make that land a U.S. territory was to establish new states. So you understand this, to establish and increase the union, because they were accountable to the states, not to themselves and their territory. And when we go through all of this, it becomes really clear that they've really perverted and subverted the definitions of the Constitution, how it was defined, and they're making it up as they go along. They're worse than grade school kids. And I say that because grade school kids just won't go and kill a bunch of people. But the federal government will. The federal government will mandate vaccinations that they know will kill a certain percentage of people. They're okay with that. They're okay with waging war. I have told you time and time again, the only entity, the only organizational body on the face of the earth that can get away with killing people is government. Not businesses, not families. You can't get away with it as a family. You can't get away with it as a business. Either way, you're going to be held accountable. But government, you can't hold them accountable, but you can. And in America, we can. We can hold them accountable because we have this beautiful thing called the oath of office, where they legally affirm and swear that they will support the Constitution. And therefore, if they fail to support that Constitution while they're under that legal binding oath, then they are ineligible in accordance with Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. It's a beautiful thing, this Constitution, and only the Lord knew what we were going to go through at these times. This is why we have everything we need. But I can go on and on and on. Let me kind of try to wrap up and kind of wrap up with a couple of things. First off, what we want to actually start doing is we need to start getting you mobilized. And some of the things that we really need from you to actually mobilize is some money. I need you to go to my candidate endorsement page and start throwing some love out to Paul Venable. If we get Paul Venable elected to the U.S. Senate, he will become the champion for removing the Biden administration, and he will become the loudest mouthpiece for the U.S. Constitution. Now, Paul Venable knows the danger he is in, because the deep state is so dark, and we're talking about people that have so much on the line. That one of the reasons why, you know, we have to be very upfront, my friends, is I believe that when you're upfront, evil cannot really get you. And I just say this because I truly believe that we will be blessed. Those of us who actually take these stands, we will be blessed and we will be able to defeat them. You know, time and time again, when we have put ourselves and committed ourselves for the righteous good, I even talked about this with a person over the week regarding the Civil War. And I was explaining in this conversation with this gentleman in Georgia that when you really look at how America was punished, it was punished because of the tyranny of Lincoln. It wasn't until Lincoln prostrated himself 2 years into the prosecution of the Civil War where he actually realized what he needed to do. And the day he changed the focus of the war to, instead of forcing states to be compelled to, you know, stay in the Union, he basically said, this war is about freeing every black person, freeing every slave in America. And from that point, America became the beacon for ending slavery around the world. We actually fought for decades with Britain and other nations to end slavery around the world. Our tax dollars paid for that. So I just want you to understand something, folks, that we were actually punished. And the day we set things right, the day we shifted our focus onto the evil sin of slavery, the Lord started blessing us and we started winning every war. Folks, shift your head, shift your focus, shift your mind onto the truth, and those truths right there within the Constitution, what government can do and what it can't do. And get government back into the framework of the Constitution, I'm going to tell you, the Lord's going to start blessing us. And he's blessing us already. I can't tell you how much I've been blessed myself just to be able to carry this message forward to this point. I am here to tell you that he does not withhold the angels of heaven. He does not withhold his blessings when we are actually standing there with our arms open in deserving of this. It's not just about stopping one little thing. It's about getting full compliance to the Constitution. I am just here to tell you that what we're seeing out of the Supreme Court may actually be, you know, gifts from heaven, but I am telling you that I believe there's a maniacal purpose behind what they're doing, because Kavanaugh is not a supporter of liberty. I can tell you that those justices, they may be conservative, they're not supporters of liberty. And this is one of the reasons why we really have to focus ourselves on supporting liberty by supporting the Constitution. You know, there's that old movie, or that old saying in the Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come. I am telling you that if you build your campaign and your candidacy on the Constitution and full compliance to hold all public servants, even yourself, if you as a candidate stand up and say, I want you to hold me fully accountable to my oath of office, that I will support and defend this Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic, and if you state those things and say, I'd be happily resign if you can prove that I have failed to support the Constitution. Folks, if you do it, they will follow. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.